Our Coach's Insight program's continuing here tonight on Care 93.7. Brandon Tammet with you. We transition now to Jefferson County North, and we're joined now by girls basketball coach. That is Steve Knoll. It is presented by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. And, Coach, let's start here. Last week we spoke, coming off a loss to Pea Ridge at the time, but since then, a couple of wins. You beat Moore Hillmount Academy on Friday. You hold them to under 20 points. And then Tuesday, you go on the road, a big win at Horton. You win that one by 11. How nice was it to see your team bounce back after the loss to Pleasant Ridge with back-to-back wins here in the last week?
Well, that part was nice because we were coming off of, not having everybody healthy. And we took a day off of practice last week to try to get some people to recuperate. And then we came in, and I thought we played pretty well against Moore Hill. I thought our defense was okay. It also helped that Moore Hill didn't shoot the ball very well that night. I'd like to think our defense had something to do with that, but sometimes you just have off nights as well. But I thought we limited them to we played good first shot defense. We got the rebound, didn't give them second and third shots, and really thought that helped us out. And then our offense kind of was stagnant when the game started, but it picked up as it went on. So that was a kind of a good way to get us going back with everybody healthy.
Let's talk about Substate real quick before we kind of dive into the next couple of games. And it's the Horton Substate, Class 2A. You're familiar with a good chunk of these teams, of course, being in the league. Pleasant Ridge, as we just mentioned before, Jackson Heights, Valley Falls, Horton. But some other teams out of the Big 7, you get a very good Riverside squad who's a 14-3 team, a top team in 2A, a Valley Heights team that's won double-digit games in the TVL, and also a Republic County squad as well. I guess, what do you think about this Substate overall, and how do you kind of begin your preparation there?
Well, looking at it, you kind of can start narrowing down who the possibilities might be that you're going to play. And, it's when you start narrowing them down, you still come across a couple teams that we've seen a few times, and then you come across ones like Valley Heights that we could possibly play that we haven't seen in, Substate a couple years ago or whatever. So, it's just, there's still, four games, at least four left yet. It's kind of, we kind of check it, but we don't look at it that close because we got to kind of take care of business where we're at right now.
Yeah, you're sitting here at 10-6, 8-4 in league play, and you're back to it tonight at home against McLeod, kind of one of those rare Thursday night tilts. What's kind of the expectation for tonight's game, and what do you want to see?
Well, hopefully we play a little closer to what we did the second half against Horton. First half against Horton, we kind of struggled offensively and got down, but started our offense picked back up again, and that helped us out. And our defense, kind of helped us there. We got some steals and got some transition out of it. And we need our bigs to do kind of like what we started doing in the second half last night. Macy Thompson against Horton, she had a double-double, had 14 points, 14 rebounds, and she's had probably at least three double-doubles, maybe four this year. And Emily's been at a couple of them. Abby's been one or two as well. So we just need our bigs to kind of control the boards like that. And we need to kind of get in sync on our offense. And hopefully we can kind of go from there.
Finally, Coach, real quick, four games left here in the regular season, including the one tonight with McLeod. But what needs to change, or what are you guys really kind of focusing on here down this home stretch to make sure you're playing your best basketball when we do reach Substate?
Probably our biggest thing is focus. Seems like if we're not real focused when we start a game, things just don't go well for us. Like against Horton last night, we started 0 for 12 on free throws. And not many times you start out a game 0 for 12 on free throws are you going to come back and win that game. And luckily we were able to get things going. But I think there's a lot of times that we're just not focused when a game gets started. We dig ourselves a little bit of a hole, and then it takes us most of the night to get back out of it. And one of these days we're not going to be able to get out of it. So we've really got to get focused here these last four games and we go into the postseason.
There it is. Jefferson County North girls basketball coach Steve Knoll coming off a victory on Tuesday against Horton. Back-to-back wins here in the last week. They'll be in action tonight at home against McLeod, sitting here at 10-6, 8-4 in league play. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck tonight. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, Brandon.